What's going on, guys? Chris Schubert, Jamie Eisner here with you. It is a Sunday.
It is a Sunday. I don't know why you're so questioning that.
Because I forgot what day it was for a second.
A Sunday matinee game between the Golden State Warriors and New Orleans Pelicans.
It's a matinee for us. Maybe it's not a matinee for everybody.
Well, still 3:30 is kind of a matinee.
No, matinee is like a 12:30 type thing.
I mean, it depends on where you are.
Okay, on that note, Golden State, they put Steph Curry back in the starting lineup and they lose.
Clearly, he's got to come off the bench.
Got to go back to the bench here in Game 4. Pelicans probably played their best game of the series to date. I mean, I don't think you need me to tell you that when they pick up the victory here and look impressive in the process. Jamie, the question that I have, is this more of a one-game thing with this team, or do we feel as though they have a chance to even things up here tonight and or this afternoon and make it a 2-2 series?
All right, so I know I sound like a broken record at this point.
Yes.
But I fully buy in to the theory, and this is like the fifth time I've had to say these on Anchors this postseason, that the hardest game to win for the favorite in the series when they're up 2-0 is Game 3. That's the hardest game for them to win. To go on the road and win Game 3, the road team wins a stupid high percentage of those when down 0-2, and they come home. So I am not going to overreact to what I saw in Game 3. I did not expect the Pelicans to win that game, but clearly the Warriors did not play even 90% of their best in that game. But I'm not looking into this too much. I think the Warriors bounce back today.
Now, you look at this, and by winning the game just a couple of days ago, the Pelicans have forced this series to at least go back to Golden State for one more game, a Game 5, which if the Warriors were looking to get out of here with a sweep, they will not be able to do that now. Now, if you win here tonight...
First time in a while, too. I've got to look up what that stat was, but this is the first time they have been up 3-0 in a series in...
Like forever?
A while.
So now they have an opportunity here for Golden State to make it 3-1, not let this kind of prolong into potentially a Game 6 and potentially a Game 7, where if New Orleans wins today, we know this series is going at least 6. And look, if you're Golden State, you want to get through these series as easily as possible because that pending Western Conference Finals matchup with the Houston Rockets is certainly looming with the way Houston is playing against Utah. They'll play later on today. So I'm intrigued to see if Rajon Rondo can drop 21 assists like he did in Game 3. I'm going to take the under on 21 assists here. Anthony Davis, you all know what you're going to get when he's out on the court. Jrue Holiday had a very impressive game. If they get him going, he's kind of that difference maker. He's kind of that spark plug where you know Anthony Davis is going to score, 30, 40 points a game pretty easily. It's the Jrue Holiday effect is if he can get involved. And for New Orleans, really, it's a rhythm. If they get into a rhythm early and they start knocking down shots, they are going to feel confident enough in saying, hey, we can hang with the Warriors. The Warriors go on an 18-5 run to open the game. New Orleans may panic, start jacking up shots, and they may fall even further behind. And by the time this game is over, they're going to be facing a 3-1 deficit. So I think the start is the most important thing here for the Pelicans.
Yeah, and then my stat was there for the second round, obviously. They've had a few series toward the end that they did not have 3-0. What's interesting to me is this interesting stat that I saw from
okay.
that. With Steve Kerr on the sideline, in Game 4s, after a loss in Game 3, 6-1.
That's what this is. This is
6-1.
So they bounce back from Game 3 losses. And under Steve Kerr, I would go as far, and this is a guess on my part, but I would go as far to say a lot of those are on the road because of how good the Warriors have been. Those Game 4s have been on the road. So they lose Game 3 on the road under Steve Kerr. They have bounced back to a 6-1 record, and I would take a good bet on most of those 7 games being road games for the Warriors with how good they've been in the regular season. So certainly a situation that they faced before under Steve Kerr. He knows how to make the necessary adjustments. He knows the right things to say in that room to get those guys going.
And quite frankly, let's be honest, they have the more talented team.
Oh, really?
Which really helps in this equation. I mean,
they have Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's a good. I've heard of him.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's good.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He shoots the ball 3. Yeah, three a lot.
Draymond Green.
Yeah, very good. Says he'll do whatever it takes.
So, yeah, there's some good talent on that side.
Do we see the balance going from New Orleans? I think we know what we're going to get from Golden State, you know, barring an absolute disaster, a cold shooting night, which, again, I'm not anticipating to happen.
It can happen.
It could. It could always happen. Do we see the balance scoring from New Orleans again? I mean, Mirotić, 16 points. Jrue Holiday, 21. Clark, 18. I mean, do we see that? Because if the Pelicans are able to get somebody beyond Anthony Davis, who is a super-duper star and will continue to be a super-duper star,
super
not worry about
duper
him.
Star. Can we get T-shirts printed up that says super-duper star?
Like, there's no way around it. So, but I 21 assists from Rondo? I mean,
you're right.
I mean, if you're able to put up this stat line, I'm just showing Chris the boxer from the game, if you can do this you can beat any team on any night, right, even the Warriors.
You got Clark coming off the bench with 18. Like, I mean, right, that's the
team. Everybody contributed to this team.
That is the roadmap. You look at. I mean, Drew Holiday, 8 of 14 shooting. Mirotić, 6 of 12 shooting. Anthony Davis, 15 of 27 shooting. That's the guy you want who you want the ball to be in his hands. If you can get the other pieces to contribute just enough, that's the roadmap to success against the Warriors. And I think what's going to help New Orleans here is they now know that the roadmap is possible.
Yes.
They know that this is what it's going to take in order to beat the Warriors. We've done it once. We can do it again. That's the roadmap. We'll see if they can follow it. We will be back post-game breaking it all down, letting you know if Golden State took a 3-1 series lead or if New Orleans was able to follow this same exact roadmap and make this series.
Who are you taking?
I am going to take the Golden State Warriors.
As am I.
3-1. So that's you and I pick Golden State in game three. And we both failed.
Yes.
So we're going to compound our mistake and pick them again to win here.
2 days ago, we took the L.
And now
we bounce back.